It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings. Moe, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. And Ahmad sort of saved the day for someone who works with us, but also ruined it, too. So,
I don't think so.
Let's say hi to Letty. Letty B, who does the show after us. She comes on from 9 to 2 every day. Hi, Letty. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
So, if you could share the story again. So, basically, Letty, your 5-year-old Sophia loves Minecraft.
Yeah, so she recently got into the game, but she's a little young for the game still, so she's, you know, trying to figure it out, and I don't know how to play at all. I know nothing of this game.
Right.
So she was very upset yesterday morning because somehow she fell into a hole in the game. So if you're not familiar with the game, you build your own little world, you build your house, you can get pets and just you build your own world around yourself. And so she somehow, her character fell into a hole in the ground, and she was in there with her pet pig. And they were stuck and couldn't get out of the hole. And she was so upset, and I couldn't help her.
Yeah, so she's 5 years old. She's, like, upset. Was she, like, crying?
Oh, my gosh. She was hysterical. Yeah. She was like, I can't get out. What do I do?
So she's stuck in the hole with her pet pig.
Yeah, Minecraft can be frustrating.
Yeah, so she goes on about her day, and Letty brings the iPad to work and asks, does anybody know how to do this? And Ahmad steps in to try and be the hero, right?
I used to play Minecraft all the time, so I was like, I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to surprise her, you know, when I picked her up from summer camp and be like, look, mommy figured it out for you. I was so excited that Ahmad said, I can do this. So I handed him the iPad to help, and he figured it out, but he kind of killed her pet pig in the process.
So because her daughter's character was stuck in a hole, Ahmad was trying to, like,
pick my way out with the axe.
So Ahmad had an axe, and he's like, axing at brick is what it looked like, or through sand.
And the pig got in the way.
Yeah.
The pig caught astray, and you axed, you brutally slaughtered a pig.
She was going to have to cook and eat the pig anyway.
No, it was her pet.
No, she was not.
She was. That's how you stay alive. You have to eat, and, you know, she would have had to cook the pig.
So,
I don't think she even knows that, like, we...
And this is like, didn't you say it's like the kid-friendly version? So, like, your character doesn't die. So
her character doesn't do any killing. There's none of that.
Oh, okay.
But Ahmad's
character does, apparently.
Yeah. Ahmad successfully gets the character, so the pig dies, but gets the character out of the hole, right? I guess what I want to know, Letty, is, you know, when you got home and told your 5-year-old, we fixed your Minecraft, got you out of the hole, but your pig is dead. How did that go?
You know what? She was okay with it.
Oh, really?
She was not that attached to the pig. She was like, oh, okay. Well, what's funny is I handed her the iPad and I said, look, we fixed it. It was a mod. And she was like, oh, yay. And she starts playing and then she's like, mommy, I'm back in the hole. I was like,
no.
Fill the hole.
She went back in the hole.
So the issue isn't the slaughtered pig. The issue is being stuck in the hole. And is she still stuck in the hole?
Yeah, she's stuck in a different hole this time.
Who's making holes in this?
It's her.
I think it's time for a new game.
I would also like to
need to move on.
That this entire figuring out how to get out of the hole took us like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was just 4 grown adults around an iPad to the point where our boss came out of the office and was like,
what's going on?
What are you doing?
It seemed like work is happening here.
That's so funny. Well, you know, I'm sorry that she's stuck in a new hole. But you got a new adventure today, Ahmad.
I guess I do. I'm sorry I killed her pig.
Does she have any new pets that are going to catch some stray?
She has a panda.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Ahmad,
cool. Now you can kill
a panda.
I would feel really bad about killing a panda more than a pig.
More than a pig. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? At least we know that you can get out of this hole now.
Yeah, thanks, Ahmad. I'm coming. I'm bringing the iPad later. Yeah.
I got you.
All right, Letty. We'll see you in a little while.
Okay, bye.
You know what? Let's hear from the parents and ask, what can your kids do that you can't? 877-591-9696. Because I feel like no matter how, like, tech savvy you are, like, kids get on that phone or that iPad or whatever the piece of technology is, and they just know it.
Right.
Like, well, I mean, like, for with Minecraft, I mean, Letty had to ask 4 different adults.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm sure that there's a parent out there that's tried to help their kid with the new version of long division and has been like, oh, I don't.
Yeah. That's a great, because what are the, it's called Common Core, I believe, right? The math that they teach now, which is different than the math that we grew up with.
Very different.
877-591-9696. Now, what can your kids do that you cannot do? We would love to hear from you. As a parent of a youngster, I'm sure there's going to be so many things that can come, but right now I'm pretty good. She's pooping her pants.
Well, she's 2.
All right, let's admit it. What can your kids do that you cannot? At 877-591-9696. It's at Mogan and Carla Mornings on B96 and Ashley from Hammond, Indiana. So this is going to be about your son. Is that right?
Yes.
Now,
he's very smart.
Okay, but it says here, genius.
Oh, yeah, he probably is. I have not gotten tested, but, like, I cannot argue with him because he's just always right.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Some people just have that incredible ability to think so quickly and debate like that. Is it a debate thing, or is it with a specific, like, subject?
Well, with this story, it's just a specific subject. My husband was very mathematically smart, and he passed it down to all of our kids.
Oh, good for them.
Well, my son, he literally, I don't know if he even did anything last year, but he made honor roll the entire year.
Wow.
But one day, he came home, and we were going over his homework, and he got something marked wrong, and he was like, no, this is right. My husband looked at it, he's like, yeah, no, it's right. And so I got a hold of another mom, and she's like, well, my daughter got it marked right, but it was wrong on her paper. It was something totally different.
Oh.
So my son's like, well, does this mean I'm smarter than the teacher? And I'm like, yeah, kind of, I guess.
That is genius behavior.
So did the teacher review it and go like, oh, yeah, actually, you were right. I was wrong.
Yeah, and it wasn't the first or only time.
Oh, wow. So you're saying your son is a math genius, an Einstein.
Yeah, I think he could be a math genius. He could be a science genius. He's really off the charts.
You know what? That's really amazing. And I really like that. I never had the math science brain. Like, my brain was more like the arts English side. Right. And like math.
That's okay. You played the tuba like an angel.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
sweet sounds of the tuba.
Yeah.
sweet melodic sounds.
The world needs that more than math.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We all have our place in the world. All right. So we got a genius on our hands. So he's much better at math than you are, is what you're saying.
Oh, he's much better at a lot of things than me. And it's really hard to argue with him because he's so logically smart. He knows what he's talking about. Yeah. I'm like, well...
He's running circles around you, Mom.
All I'm imagining is, like, your son is like a young Sheldon.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
He is. Wait till you meet him. You guys will have to meet him. He is so smart. You'll be blown away.
I love it. All right. We got a genius on our hands.
I can't wait to meet another genius.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's totally, that makes sense. Yeah, genius and genius. All right. Thank you, Ashley. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Right. We got to welcome our friend Gloria. From Evanston. Gloria, what is your kid better at than you?
I never did cartwheels or anything. So she's good at cartwheels. She's now that I'm 27 years old, I'm going to be 28 in 5 months. She's like, Mommy, do a cartwheel with me. I'm like, girl, do you see how old I am?
You are literally so young, Gloria.
No, but Gloria, I feel the same way because I can't do a cartwheel. I try all the time.
Even when I was a kid, I tried doing a cartwheel and I couldn't get up and over.
I can't. Yeah, I can't.
You know what I mean? Like, it would just be sort of this fall over thing that happened.
So, Gloria, who taught your daughter how to do cartwheels?
Yeah.
Herself. She watches YouTube videos and does it herself. She's like, oh, Mom, look, I can do this. She can even throw a split.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You need to put her in gymnastics like yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I get told. And me, I say I'm old because when I was 15, I had a lower back surgery. So that's why I'm like, I feel old because of that.
All right. Okay. We'll give you some old points for that.
A little back pain.
A little seasoning. All right.
Bye.
Hi.
Hi.
Which one is that, Angie or Karen?
Karen. Angie's still sleeping.
Oh, okay. All right.
She was doing all those car wheels, you know.
That's right. All those car. All right. All right, Gloria, thank you. We'll see you on the live. By the way, we're streaming live at B96 Chicago on Instagram if you want to join in on the conversations. Grandma Debbie, your daughter is better at what than you?
Speaking Spanish.
Oh,
she wanted me to help her in high school, and I can't do it at all. She's like, you're just making it worse, and she quit. Someone else to help me.
She was like, let me practice with you, and then you just made it worse.
Yeah, okay. I cannot do them at all. I try, though.
Yeah, you try. Being multilingual or bilingual even is a very difficult thing. Yeah. Especially if you're learning it at an older age like me.
Yeah.
I'm learning on Duolingo, and it's tough. It's tough. I'm learning, like, word by word.
You're almost at, like, what, 600 days, right?
I'm at 530 or something like that. Okay. Yeah, a day streak on Duolingo.
And in 2,000 days, we'll get sentences in.
Yeah, it might just be. Well, anyway, well, thank you. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say? Yeah,
good luck with that, Mo. Good luck with that. I hope you can get it better than I did.
Oh, a.k.a. you're not going to try Duolingo.
Have a great day.
Right, have a great day. And she's like, I'm giving up on that dream of speaking Spanish.
Yeah, all right. You know what? It's hard. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So coming up, 7:50. Can't Crush Carla. Your chance to win $1,000. We'll test your pop culture knowledge. All right.
Don't worry. We won't test your Spanish knowledge because I'd win.
Yeah, probably. Wake up in the morning feeling like.